This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and the chat room, texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation as a whole. If you head up to the website, that would be therealside.com. Shouldn't have to say that anymore, but I do. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there. If you give me your email address, we send an email out once a week, and sometimes I blow it. Most of the time I'm pretty good with it. But we send out an email once a week. We let you know the topics we're going to be discussing, who's going to be on the show, and that kind of stuff. And you know what? Get involved and get engaged. You know, really, just get involved, get engaged, be part of the discussion. And, you know, we put up stuff. Yes. I know some of you are going like, yeah, I don't like I don't want to get involved in all that buying and stuff. Then don't buy anything. I'd love for you to buy stuff. That would be really cool. It helps with the show. But, you know, if you don't have the financial wherewithal to do it, then don't let it keep you from getting involved and getting engaged. Seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up there. Check it out. If you don't, the emails we're having issues with too, and it's not just us, it's other conservatives. Remember, Gmail, Google, Yahoo, the rest of them, you know, that's a big part of getting the email out there. Their servers handle the email in that interweb world of theirs. So you just want to make sure that you're getting the message. Now, if you don't mind, we'll send you text messages. And it's really simple. All you got to do is head up to the... Well, you don't even have to do it from the website. Grab your smartphone. And what you want to do is you want to text... You hear me? Text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. And then that way there, you can get... we'll let you know when the show's starting. We'll let you know what's going on. And you can decide whether to watch or not. Totally, again, up to you. So I'm loving, I know I shouldn't, my wife always says I shouldn't bask in somebody else's pain, but I don't know how you can't in this case. But, you know, you everything that's going on with the Democrats, they're having a field day with this report that is either yay or nay. They weren't this outraged with Hillary's issues. They weren't this outraged with Obama. They were, you know, Billy Bob Clinton got away with murder. And as a, you know... Trump supposedly he obstructed justice, right? Matter of fact, here we'll do it even better. You've heard this a million times now. Apparently, he obstructed a crime that didn't happen. I don't know how you do that. I really don't. Right? And according to the left, he should be imprisoned for a crime that didn't happen. Thank God they're not in total control. Right? And then yet you have Hillary. She deleted 33,000 emails after she was told not to. And then she destroyed her email server. Right? She sold almost 20% of America's uranium to the Russians. that her brother had something to do with. Then she outright lies about Benghazi. I mean, we can go through a list of things that Hillary lied about. And even Comey came out and said she should have known better with the emails. Right? And then what happens is the Democrats fabricate evidence, phony evidence, so they can go to a FISA judge and get a warrant to spy on the president. Yeah, you heard me, spy. Electronic surveillance is known as spying on the president or on his campaign. And you guys think also that we're making mountains out of molehills. How is that? How is it that when we start to tie these things together, your only response most of the time is, yeah, but. Yeah, but. Yeah, but. Seriously, makes no sense to me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732, if you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-732-5563. Now, I know I won't get through this, but at least I'll prime it for you. Okay? Jerry Nadler had a whole different attitude, opinion, thought when it came to the Billy Bob Clinton investigation. He did not want the Starr to put out any of that. In his mind, there was no business putting this out there. Let's see if I can play this thing. Yeah, of course. That would have been way too easy, right? Oh, there you go. Unmute. That probably helps too.
The chairman and ranking minority members of the Judiciary Committee is going to have to go over this material, at least the 400 or 500 pages in the report, to determine what is fit.
This is back in 1989, and Nadler's trying to make a case not to let this information out from the special counsel against Billy Bob Clinton, that it needs to be looked at properly, blah, 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 blah.
For release, and what is, as a matter of...
Oh, come on. Are we serious? Of course. Don't you love it when a plan doesn't come together? Anyway, we'll hit this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Mancini, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Don't go anywhere. I'll fix this on the other side of the break. I usually do. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list, with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a nighttime camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
My baby is American.
We are back. You'll listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really mean that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I mean that, really. I want you part of the conversation. You know, I want you to see what's going on. I want you to talk to others. I want you to get involved and engaged so that you don't have all the answers. I don't have all the answers. You know, I'm just like you. I'm trying to figure things out as we go here. I just have a little bit more time to do it than you do. Anyway, so I'm going to start that one over again. Okay, we were talking about the Dems then and now. And Jerry Nadler and others on the Hill, as they call it, were beating their brains out back in 89 to try to find a way to keep, well, to keep the report from coming out against Billy Bob Clinton. And it must have been damning. It must have been, I mean, they must have saw stuff in there that they went, oh, no, this can never get out. And then, for some odd reason, when it was a Democrat president that could be nailed to the wall, they were fighting tooth and nail. Take a listen.
The chairman and ranking minority members of the Judiciary Committee is going to have to go over this material, at least the 400 or 500 pages in the report, to determine what is fit for release and what is, as a matter of decency and protecting people's privacy rights, people who may be totally innocent, third parties, what must not be released at all.
Right. There you go. See? Must not be released at all because we're gonna protect other people's privacy rights. We're going to make sure that we don't make that the innocent or those that might be harmed by, we're going to make sure that they're covered and taken care of. Except if you're a Republican. Listen to what he has to say now.
Not be released at all. When I asked whether he could commit that the American people and the Congress would see the entire unredacted report and the underlying evidence, he would not make a commitment on that.
The committee first started out asking for and threatening contempt if grand jury materials weren't turned over, and then they realized that that was a baseless claim to make.
You feel it?
So that was Adam Schiff back in 2000, whatever the heck it was, I even forgot now. But here's the deal. They make these changes based on who they're going after. Right? And don't tell me everybody does it, because everybody doesn't do it. But they will protect. I mean, look at some of the people they've protected in the past of their own. The one I love the best is Wiener. They kept their mouth shut about Wiener for weeks. And as it got worse and worse and worse, and progressively worse, and then it looked somehow like he was going to get yanked into the whole email thing, then they started screaming. Adam Schiff, now.
Every person in America has the right to see all the grand jury material.
I think that the Attorney General should have done what he pledged to do in his Senate confirmation to, yes, release the grand jury material.
Much of this material is Federal Rule 6E material, that is material that by law, unless contravened by a vote of the House, must be kept secret. It's grand jury material.
Revealed to us the entire Mueller report and all the underlying materials, and we'll go to court to get permission to have the 6E material. But
he can't seem to make up his... Oh, you know what? The Democrats are famous for evolving. Maybe he's evolved. Maybe he's involved in believing at this particular point in time that all the documents should be put out there because the American people, because it's against the Republican president, the American people deserve to see all the information now. Let's see what happens, God forbid, if there's ever a Democrat president again and something like this comes up. I'm sure we won't need to see all of it again. What do you think?
If that doesn't work out, in a very short order, we will issue the subpoenas.
All the details that the special prosecutor himself says should be protected for privacy reasons will leak out because 50 people in this town cannot keep a secret.
The information, if it's shared with the committee.
Yeah, right? They knew back then that the biggest leakers in D.C. is who? Anybody? Right. Congress. You're exactly right. They can't keep their mouths shut to save their lives.
Would not leak publicly?
The committee has a very good record of protecting information which it decides to protect.
Can you believe he actually said that? He actually said that the committee, right? These were the guys that were leaking stuff on a regular basis that have been over the last few years. That they have a history. They have a good record of keeping their mouth shut. It's backwards day. Well, it's backwards every day in Congress. Or backwards day every day in Congress. He actually said, I want you to think about that. He actually said that. That they have, they have a history. They are known for, that's good, keeping it quiet. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. You know, we have a problem, people. We have a real problem. And it's not just the fact that Congress can't keep their mouth shut. It's the fact that they keep spinning this stuff in such a fashion to where the only ones that are always guilty are the conservatives. The only one that's always guilty are the Republicans. I can't tell you how to fix it. I don't have, you know. I know some of you think I do. I do not have all the answers. Nor do I want to have all the answers. Speaking of not having all the answers to some really crazy stuff, I can't, you know, I get emails every day, Joe, why are you still living in California? Why don't you get out of there? They're crazy people. And I go, you know what, who's going to stay and fight? You know, you don't get things back by running away. Matter of fact, think about it. If you run away from California and you don't fight for it, what's the difference between that and we're complaining about the South Americans that are running away from their country and not fighting for their country? You know, remember, they, you know, the Californians, they have the House. They have the legislature as a whole. We had it at one time. I believe we can get it back again some point. And I keep saying we're done, we're finished. But every now and then I'll meet somebody who has the, that wants to fight, that wants to make a difference. And I believe they have the ability to do it. They have the energy to do it. In San Jose, or our San Jose news station, has reported that California is moving towards banning... Well, if you've been to a hotel room and you really irritate those little shampoo bottles, well, if you come to California, you won't have to be irritated anymore. Because they may not be there. Don't see your host. Listen to Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, who wants to sit behind the Oval Office at the White House in 2020, is calling on Congress to start impeachment proceedings against President Trump. Democratic Congressman Joaquin Castro tells CNN he sees both sides.
Is there a political risk in pursuing impeachment? Of course the answer is yes. There is a political risk for Democrats. We saw what happened to Republicans in 1998 when they tried to impeach Bill Clinton. But I also think that there is an even greater risk to the country in doing nothing.
The Justice Department said Friday the subpoena issued by House Democrats for the full special counsel report is unnecessary. Justice Department spokesperson Carrie Kupik says Attorney General William Barr released a report with minimal redactions. David and Louise Turpin were sentenced Friday to 25 years to life for abusing 12 of their 13 children. They pleaded guilty in February to charges including torture and false imprisonment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. Appreciate the time you're spending with us, again, on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being a part of the conversation. All right, let's get to it. Well, we already were to it. Now we're going to finish it up. For those of you who travel to California, you know, I don't know about you guys, but I always hate those little bottles of shampoo. They do. They make me nuts. You know, they shampoo, conditioner, the soap, the body soap, the whatever. Like, stop! You're making me crazy. All right. So, according to a local news source up in San Jose, California, the California legislature is looking to ban those little bottles of shampoo that you get in a hotel room. So, if you come here, you really won't have to worry about it anymore, I guess, apparently. So, in California alone, hotels use hundreds of millions, and I don't know why this is such a big deal. Don't they recycle that stuff? No, I say that in somewhat in ignorance and somewhat in honesty. You know, here in California, I don't know what it's like in the other parts of the country, but cities are required, in order for them to get certain grants and certain money from the state, they're required to recycle a percentage of their waste. Maybe it's 40%, I don't know. So we get three barrels here, and more if we want them. We get one for just garbage, regular waste. Then we get one for recyclables. And then we get one for garden waste. Right? And the goal is to get you to recycle as much as humanly possible. They'd rather you have two recyclable cans to every one garbage can you have. So they're sending that out to be, I mean, maybe they're not. They're just telling us they are. So they are recycling this plastic. I don't know what the big deal is. But in California, according to Assemblyman Ash Cholera of San Jose, They use hundreds of millions of those single little-use plastic bottles each year. Colorado's co-authoring a bill that would ban tiny plastic bottles at almost 10,000 hotels statewide. We can't, I mean, we got the worst homeless population in the country. And what are we concerned about? Plastic bottles. Well, it makes sense to me. What I have to do is shut off my common sense switch, and then it makes perfect sense. We don't have a problem. I mean, let's not tackle homelessness. Let's not tackle crime. Let's not tackle budget issues. Let's not tackle the deficit in other areas where we need help. No, no, no. Plastic bottles is in. Last year, Santa Cruz County became the first jurisdiction in California to ban those small bottles. This is a significant step forward to make sure that these bottles do not get into the bay, according to the Santa Cruz County supervisor. Carla's bill, AB 1162, is working its way through committees in Sacramento. If it passes on the assembly floor, the ban would not take effect for at least 3 years. So what? It's still nuts. You know, they are legislating every little part and piece of the world, every little part and piece of life out here. You couldn't collect rainwater. I don't know if they've changed that or not. Oh, this is as far as we can do with Xander. I blew that one. Written by a friend of ours. You know, whenever I see these things, being on a school board, you guys don't know how tough it is. This is why I tell you it's so important that you vote for the right people. So important. California's coming up with some really, really crazy, I mean extremely crazy, over-the-top, stuff that'll make you throw up, sex education programs for kids. And when I say kids, I'm not talking about high schoolers, seniors. I'm talking about K through 6, 5th and 6th graders. Right? And it just doesn't stop because they're telling you, and this is what scares me, they always tell you what they know is better for you. That you need to shut up and sit down because when it comes to education, you're not an educator. We've been, Tammy and I, we're through it. You're not an educator. Shut up. Sit down. We'll take care of your kid the way we think we ought to. And I've seen, so I can't verify all this, but being on a school board, I can tell you I've seen a lot of this. And this is so true. So you have to make sure that you vote in the right people that can make the changes, do the things they need to do to keep this stuff out of the schools. Kerry Davis wrote this piece, and it says, California is about to implement compulsory new abortion and homosexuality promoting sex education classes that encourage children as young as 6 to, A, question their sexual orientation, question their gender identity, and how to use their sex organs properly by using sex toys. Now, I can go deeper into some of the stuff, but even it makes me uncomfortable because I don't know how to clean it up and I don't know who's listening and at what time it's being played. California enacted the California Healthy Youth Act in 2015. Some of the provisions are just starting to take place in the classrooms across California. Under the auspices of health, the law says it will equip students to develop healthy attitudes on gender, sexual orientation, among other things. It also says it will inform students about the effectiveness and safety of all FDA-approved contraceptive methods. Right? This is stuff, unless you're a parent that really can't talk about this, which I doubt. This is the stuff that should be taught at home, taught in the church, taught in the synagogue. This is where this stuff should be taught, not in school. Reading, writing, arithmetic. That's what they pulled us in with. We're going to teach your kids reading, writing, and arithmetic. Right? Those are the things that should be taught in school, not everything else. Gender studies, not morality. That's a home thing. And some of my educator friends and other trustees would say, well, what if they're not doing it? Well, if they're not doing it, it's not up to you to pick up the mantle and make it happen. That is not the primary role of public education. It's public education. To teach you the basics of math, reading, history, English. Not morality. Not sexuality. Not gender identity. Red State contributor Kira Davis, a resident of Orange County, California, warns that among the teaching materials approved for use under this law are a study guide for the transgender children's book, I Am Jazz, as well as the sexual health toolkit. Now, the problem I have with the young person known as I Am Jazz, I would love to get somebody on the show, and maybe I'll bring a doctor on. At what age do we trust a young person to make a decision as to what sexual orientation they are? And then even further, what gender they should have been? At what age is it safe to give them hormone blockers? Because I keep saying it in the show, but you know what? Those trollers on the left, they never tell the whole story, as we already know they don't do anyway. But I always say the same thing. You realize that hormones in a young person aren't just for sexuality. There are chemicals being produced, things that are happening in the body that help the body grow, that strengthen their bones, strengthen how their mind works, strengthen their nervous systems. And we don't know the long-term effect of this. Even doctors on the left are saying, we have no idea. We shouldn't be doing this. LifeSite News reports that the toolkit, which is funded in part by the George Soros-connected Tides Center, that's not a right-wing conspiracy. It's talked about all over the place. Right? It offers kids tips on using sex toys, how to use lubricants properly. It defines anal intercourse, phone sex, sexual behaviors, you know, and other sexual behaviors as common and okay. It teaches that abstinence and virginity can mean engaging in a variety, now check this out, can mean engaging in a variety of sexual activities, as long as you stop just short of intercourse. Right? I mean, seriously. What? I'm going to teach somebody how to smoke, but it's not really smoking because it's not cigarettes, it's cigars, and you really don't inhale a cigar. You just let the smoke kind of go down your throat a little bit, but you really don't take it all the way. Are we serious? Is this the kind of goofy, stupid, asinine conversations that we're having? I mean, seriously, there's one of the questions says, what if you don't have time or money to buy sex toys? Well, there's vegetables and fruits in the kitchen. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you a couple of nitwits?
Oh, we are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. God. This story, you know, I look at stuff like this. In case you just tuned in, you're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And I want you part of the conversation. You need to be. That's how you find out about this stuff. That's how you let your kids. You know how I'm always telling you, kids, grandkids, keep them informed, keep them involved, keep pounding on your nieces, nephews, your sons, your daughters. Let them know this is exactly why they need to, you know, vote in the right people, for lack of a better term. I mean, seriously, enough. This is so out of control, what we're doing to our kids, what we're allowing to be done to our kids. How's that? 855, if you got something to say, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, just get involved and get engaged. doing a story that our friend of the show's contributed to. I've known her for years. I think she's a great lady. Kira Davis. She's with Red State. She's a Red State contributor. She lives in Orange County. And California seems to be just bent. The legislators aren't, they're not working on fixing our roads. They're not working on fixing our dams. They're bent on making sure that your child has access to every form of sexual activity, sexual information that they can get their hands on. And it enacted the California Healthy Youth Act of 2015, but it's starting to take effect now. Things are starting to kick in, if you would. And it encourages kids to, you know, have a healthy attitude when it comes to sex, right? To explore your own gender, explore your own sexual orientation. It has illustrations on how to have sex multiple ways, right? Even comes through with a sexual health toolkit, right? They have a study guide for the transgender children's book. I mean, we go on and on and on with the confusion that they're sowing. And it teaches you that abstinence and virginity can mean all kinds of sexual activity, just stopping shy of intercourse. Now, as adults, can we talk here? How often can you play around and have what they used to call foreplay for hours at a time, but never really go to intercourse, right? And when you talk about abstinence, it's keeping the mind clean. You want to stay away from this stuff. You know, again, does an alcoholic hang out at a bar? Is that a smart move? To just sit around drinking water the whole time, right? I think not. One of the comments in the book is, what if you don't have time or money to buy sex toys? Well, cucumbers, carrots, and bananas make great sex toys. We'll even show you how to use them. This is in the material that teaches your children. And teachers sometimes show the kids how these products and devices are being used. Teaches that one of the cons of abstaining from all sexual activity, that is, it requires motivation, self-control, and communication from both partners. That's kind of tough. Which is really funny because it's kind of hypocritical, right? In one way, they're telling us no means no. That you have to have constantly have approval from your partner. And yet here they're saying, well, that's a problem. Maybe you shouldn't think about being abstinent. The toolkit lists all resources, Planned Parenthood, and radically pro-homosexual and pro-abortion, and group advocates for only to the youth. Wonder why that is. The law also mandates that lessons and materials affirmatively recognize varying sexual orientations, that they be inclusive of same-sex relationships. Instructions must take a positive view of gender confusion and explore the harm of negative gender stereotypes. These are terms in the law. So if you have a problem with what I'm saying, you're on the left and you're trolling me, take it up with your legislator, okay? It's really that simple. Kara also notes that the California Healthy Youth Act expressly protects parents' rights to excuse their children from participating in sex education courses without penalty of any kind, because parents and guardians have the ultimate responsibility for imparting values regarding human sexuality to their children. Well, that seems to make sense, right? That'd be an easy one. It'd be an easy law to work with, wouldn't it? Now, in a memo dated March 29th to the Orange County Board of Education, the Orange County Department of Education General Counsel Ronald Winkart, he says the law's opt-out provision does not apply to instructional materials or programming that discusses gender, gender identity, gender expression, sexual orientation, discrimination, harassment, bullying, intimidation, relationships, or family, and it does not discuss human reproductive organs. So for sex education, why wouldn't you discuss human reproductive organs and how they work? How they work together. How they work in concert. How it helps a baby be conceived and carried all the way through to birth. Because that would be the norm, right? If they want to... Here, some of you are going to have to block your ears. If they want to talk about anal sex as being normal and okay and good, then why wouldn't you talk about the reproductive system carrying a baby to a nine-month term as being good and normal? Why wouldn't that be okay? You see, and some of you parents, you know, there's times when I'm out in certain communities and people say, hey, listen to the show, love what you have to say. Okay, if you're one of those people, and you kind of keep it, like, low down because you don't want anybody to know, you've got to start fighting back. This is what your kids are being exposed to. I mean, just wait till they start having sexual terms in kindergarten, first and second grade. What's going to happen when your kid comes home is one of the tools in the one of the toys in the toy box at school is a human sex toy. What are you going to do then? Be too late, right? Parents who disagree with the state's LGBTQ positions may not excuse their children from this instruction. The lawyer says. Lawyer goes on to say that parents still having the right to advise their children that they disagree with such lessons, but they can't take them out of the class. See, this is the poster child law for homeschooling. This is the poster child law for private schools. And the reason I say that is not because I think all public schools are bad, but when they step into the realm of telling your children what's right or wrong based on what you're teaching them, if you have teachers talking about how bad this country is, right? I mean, communism is better. Those aren't things that we send our kids to school to learn, especially if they're 180 degrees from our belief systems. There are teachers out there to tell your kids that God doesn't exist for you God-believing people. And that if you're a conservative or a Republican, that makes you a hateful, nasty person. Is that what they should be learning in school? But here's what I'm going to say to you. You keep voting them in. Some of you sitting there right now listening. You're in your car or maybe even at home. And you're listening to all this and you're getting kind of irritated. You go, well, listen, I don't vote. Okay, so you're at fault. I don't have time to pay attention, so I vote for the incumbents because it seems like everything's okay. Okay, well, then you're at fault. Look, I'm an incumbent. Do I appreciate the incumbent vote? Well, of course I do, because I'd like to stay and get some things finished. But here's the reality. incumbency, you remember there's five people, seven people, or nine people on a school board. Who's really voting your way? Who's really pushing for your values to be in there? Planned Parenthood's trying to get clinics in high schools up and down the state of California and even in other parts of the country. They have no business being there. They make their money one way and one way only. They have no business being in high schools. You want a clinic? Then you go outside the school for the clinic. There are crisis pregnancy centers all over the country. And those are centers that do not push abortion. They don't make any. They make no money from what they do. They give you options. They give you real options. Planned Parenthood does not... Can we get something straight? There are no options at Planned Parenthood. They admit to that. They do one thing really and one thing only, and that's abortions. How is that Planned Parenthood? The lawyer also cited judicial precedent to claim that parents do not have a constitutional right to excuse their children from portions of school curriculum that they find objectionable. The problem is, even though kids are supposed to be taught at public schools or have some kind of education, it was never meant to be sex ed. If you want to go that far, how about we listen to what our founding fathers had to say about what should be taught in school? Many of our founding fathers felt that the Bible, the principles of the Bible, should be taught in public school. What happened? I am sure that teaching kids about sex at 6 and 7 and 8 years old was not what our founding fathers had in mind. I'm sure of it. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. I don't know. We may even have a special guest on. We'll see. We'll be back in a little bit.